The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to our buddy Joe Ostrowski. And like all our guests, he's brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Joseph, good morning. How are you, bud?
Same as always. Same thing with the Bears, just changing the names every few years.
Just scratch out a name and add a new one. Are you getting ready to pound them against the Packers? How's the line look on that one?
Well, I think the line is interesting. It's told the story of the Bears season, even starting with the offseason. When Hard Knocks is on for this game, the Bears were favored by one. And before Sunday's disaster, it was the Packers -2.5. As we all know, Green Bay's on bye. There are no injuries there. They're only getting healthier. And it goes from what? -2.5. So the Bears only play, and they lose as a 6-point favorite, and it goes from 2.5 to 6.5. We're talking about a touchdown move from the summer, guys. I mean, when you look at a touchdown move, that only happens when Mahomes, Allen, or Lamar are injured. That's just how things have changed and how people view the Bears.
Joe, we had a lively debate over college football and the release of the rankings, the latest ones. What did that move the needle in terms of what did you see and what's a good investment?
Well, as far as the very top, as far as the title odds, not much change at all. It might be surprising to some that the favorite for the title does not have a bye right now. And that's because it's the Ohio State Buckeyes. And they're sitting in that 5 spot. And we know that the loser of the Big Ten championship game is probably going to end up with that 5 spot. So I find that to be very interesting because going into this, I was thinking, okay, this is something new. I would assume that the teams that are slated to get byes are going to be at the very top. And that's not how it's looking right now. It's like, yeah, you have those 1-2 teams, but there's that separation down to 3 and 4. So that is certainly fascinating. You guys were talking about Indiana. I mean, there's not a great group of games coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. Top of mind for me is next weekend, that Indiana-Ohio State game. And you're right, David. What a great moment that was with Cignetti. He's looking around. He's like, 10-0? Not bad. Not bad. But you can find that number right now. And no, Dustin, it's not 17. It's 9.5. Ohio State favored by 9.5. I think it's going to be higher once it's officially posted everywhere, once we get to Sunday. But that's pretty telling about the belief in the Indiana Hoosiers right now.
Yeah, I mean, God bless them. They've played well, but they're not in the same league as the Ohio State Buckeyes.
I'm betting Ohio State.
Woody Hayes over here.
But did you hear what Joe just said? He said he's betting Ohio State.
I know.
God bless you.
I'm going to learn the fight song by next week.
All right.
I think it'll be 13-14. I think it'll be somewhere in the middle. And I understand if you want to take Ohio State. Another interesting college story is big move on Travis Hunter again this weekend. Colorado keeps winning, right?
Yeah.
People are expecting them to lose. They're thinking, oh, Hunter can't be the Heisman. He's on a losing team. No, Colorado's 7-2. If they win one of their last three, it looks like he's going to win the Heisman over Gabriel.
Quickly, Joe, did Shane Waldron getting fired do anything to the odds of Matt Eberflus being the next head coach fired?
Not really. Not really. The big adjustment was a week ago when people saw that Eberflus was 25-1 to be the next coach fired, and they bet it last week, but it's still the same. It's still Doug Peterson, the favorite, at minus 125. Eberflus, the second favorite, at plus 150. So yeah, there are some people that will do the fired coach bump. I will not be one of them. When we're talking about a situation with the team coming off the bye, LaFleur has their number. 28 games, guys, 3-25, last 28 matchups.
Wow.
The Bears are against the Packers.
Awful.
Yeah, so there are certain situations where I'm like, okay, I'm just going to back away. I'm not really interested in that. But people bet into it every time, whether it's coordinator. We saw it with Cleveland this year. They beat the Ravens when they changed their coordinator. This does happen from time to time, but that was a coordinator that had a lot of success in Dorsey. Like, situations like that. We're still waiting on the Raiders' first game, but yeah, I can't get there. It came down to 5.5, but it's still now 6.5 here.
So you're telling me to pound Mike McCarthy is what I'm hearing. That's just me.
He's the fourth favorite for next coach fired. We all know what's happening.
We're all on the way out. Yep. You're the best, Joe. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe. We appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas. Bye.
That's Joe Ostrowski. Love Joe. Oh, great man.
I'm glad he reinforced your Ohio State love.
I didn't. I mean, why do you get mad? Because I know Ohio State's going to beat Indiana.
I don't. The Scarlet and Gray Jacket's a little much.
Yeah,
that's all.
That's all. Relax.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.